I always need a six-day weekend. My name is Anita B, and this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you all until 8. And that right there is something new from the local band Chain Whip, and I believe it's called 6 Day Weekend, because I need one. So, yes, and that you can find on their Bandcamp. There you go. Now, Chain Whip is comprised of Joshy, so that would be Josh from Vancouver. Joshy, everybody knows Joshy. Let's see, who else is in that band that I know of? Joel. Yeah, Joel's in that band. Yeah, and a couple others. Let's see. Is there any information? I should know all this stuff. Chain Whip from Vancouver. Anyways, so comprised of four local guys that are in a bunch of different bands. Joel Butler, that's it. Like super cool guys, very fun. There you go. And yeah, there. Let's move on. I've had quite a day. I always come in with some sort of drama, don't I? But here's my latest drama. So my latest drama is I'm PMSing. That's my deal. I'm just like so grumpy. And actually, I'm not like And the other day when it started, I was like, why am I in such a seriously black mood? And that's always what happens. And I know it when you are cognizant of the fact that you should not be upset about anything. That's when you're like, I think my period's coming. Uh-huh. And it did. And it came. It came today. And I know too much information, but I'm telling you. So, of course, I'm bloated. That's all that goes along with it. And I'm crampy. So there you go. And then, of course, the poor Discorder people, they're so sweet. Here's an interesting thing. I was just recently interviewed, actually, for the Discorder, which is CITR's awesome magazine that goes along with the station, and it focuses on music, of course, and anything sort of artsy and cool. All right, they've been in publication forever. They actually have like a print copy. You can get the Discorder on paper still, which is like, you gotta give them props for that. So I was like, I felt really honored. You know, I was chosen. They did a little profile on me, and I had the lovely Sarah Wang. She interviewed me. She did such a good write up on me, and I was impressed that she was able to put together an article of my like just dumb ramblings. Like, you know, we're sitting at a cafe, and I'm just like blah blah blah. Anyways, she made me seem not so dumb. She actually made me seem pretty okay. So point of my story. Is then part of the process, it's very fancy. It was very like, wow, la-di-da. I got assigned also, or a photographer got assigned to me. So Aaron is awesome. So Aaron comes, so we meet up at Acadia Beach, and she spends so much time with me, and it was like super fun, and I had a really good time, and it was a beautiful sunny day. And she was showing me a couple of the shots she got, and they were like really sweet, like really solid photos. So anyways, I was like, oh, wait, it's May 2nd. I think this article should be up online, because you can get the Discorder online as well, of course. And so I pull it up. And long story short, there was a photo that was put up that was like not very flattering at all of me. And of course, I was like, oh, my God, my life is over. Like when, you know. Now that I'm older, this is like one of the few interviews anybody cares about me, right? Like, I'm not going to be interviewed much. I was in a band back in the day, and I had a fair amount of interviews back then. But so I was like, okay, this is the only representation they have, is like some really awful photo of me. So I let loose on Ricky with a Discorder and Britt. So I was just like, oh my God, it looks so terrible. I'm like, well, can you please take that down? Actually, they're the ones that offered to take it down. I was just like losing my mind. So when you cross the path of a girl with PMS who's, you know, having a bad photo moment, it's like a combustible situation. But anyways, so I'm better. They fixed it. So, hey, you should go to the Discorder online. Just Google it. And you can see the newest May issue. It's up online. And then I think on page 20 of the PDF, you will see the article on me with a much better photo. So there you go. So you should all check out the Discorder. All right. Now, hey, if you want to work for the Discorder, i.e. volunteer, there are some paid positions, but they're always looking for new people, as well as CITR. So this is a nonprofit organization. And that's what we all do. We come on down because we love music. We love music. We love arts and all that kind of stuff. So this summer is a good time. Actually, now's a good time if you're interested in volunteering. It's already May 2nd, which means a good chunk of the students have left town. And that's a good time to get your feet wet. You know, you have way more opportunity. Maybe get a show, do some, or do some fill-ins or whatever. Anyways, there you go. Okay, the sun is out, though, so I'm feeling better. And here at the CITR studios now, the newer studios, because we moved in here less than 3 years ago, we now have a beautiful picture window that looks out into the Student Union building, so the sub. And our location is right next to the outdoor windows, like the exterior windows. So sun streams in here, and it puts me in a good mood. Okay, what do I got next, Anita? Oh, let's take a look, Anita. More music. So I have, So I've been obsessed with one song in particular. It's from the band out of Massachusetts, and that would be Speedy Ortiz. I almost said Speedy Gonzalez, but it's not. Speedy Ortiz, and they have a song called Lucky 88, and I cannot get the song out of my mind. And I didn't realize, I actually played it on my show 2 weeks ago. So at some point, I will have to play it again because it's so good. The chorus is just like the hookiest thing I've ever heard in my life. So that'll be coming up. But in the meantime, I was turned on to this band. They're really awesome. They're called Bad Moves. Now, they're from the States someplace. I just discovered them like within the past 24 hours. Well, they were shared with me by a lovely friend just recently. So I'm going to play us a song called Cool because it is a cool song. And or is it Cool Generator? Maybe that's what it's called. Cool Generator. That's what the song is called. And they're on tour right now across the state. So if you're somewhere, I don't know, probably in the Midwest, that's where they seem to be as of the other night. Check them out. Yeah. They're on tour actually with a band called Martha, who I might play as well because they're also very rad. Okay, so let's listen to this band called Bad Moves on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Staring through the shade of the dark window, I didn't know where. I make a frown, I always wear it upside down. 'Cause life is carnage, I once was lost, but now I'm floundered. And running away for my funerary date. Burn me later, could you smile? Time with reeling. You see- siphoned out the feeling. Can't you act responsibly? You're the sick pup who created me. Burn out and fade. I'll convalesce you right into the grave. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I was born with a
music, reggae music. It's tell you and tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR. Featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and on wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber, don't place. Dance out.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And I move with more grace than a cheetah. Pretty face just to beat ya. And when I bike chase, I bring a speedo meter.
Pedal, 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 and I hike the booty. Then I zoom, 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 I zoom, 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 zoom. Pedal, 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 and I hike the booty. Then I cruise by you, I cruise, cruise by you.
You can't catch me.
Then I zoom, 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 I zoom, 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 zoom. Pedal, 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 and I hike the booty. Then I cruise by you, I cruise, cruise by you.
Cocky when I ride through your hood. Don't use a bike lane, cause to me it's all good. If you don't ride a bike, don't even be in my crew, because bikes are the only transportation we use. Call me Breezy on the Autobahn. Going 101, can't see what I'm doing, but you smelling my blood. Zoom by so quick, you shift gears with your stick. I'm still cruising by you, saying Breezy legit. I'll lose you like in quicksand, I'm in high demand. All the guys want to ride bikes while they holding my hand, but... You can't.
match it. Why you going slow? Our speed difference is drastic. When I see a boyfriend on a bike, I gotta have it. When I see a boyfriend on a bike, I gotta grab it. Take him on my bike and romance him and pants him. I be demanding, take your shirt off. Do what I say when you're rolling with the boss. But you can't catch me. Boyfriends before I got Bianchis, Peugeots, Chanelis, Fuji's. If I'm riding hands-free, it's cause I'm rolling doobies for my girlies and all my jelly hoes. We look good, so fierce, so use caution on the road. Oh, use caution on the road. And with that, breezy one must go. You can't catch me.
All right, how rad was that? That was like the dopest. That right there is Breezy One. I love Breezy One. So her name is Brittany Gonzalez, and she happens to be a friend of mine from Detroit. And that right there is called, what did I say it was called? Bike Chase, from her record released about 5 to 6 years ago called Creme de la Femme. And she happens to be, in case you're curious, the number one karaoke host in the city of Detroit. And if you want to buy a house, she also sells houses. She's a realtor. So there you go. She's the dopest. So there you go. That's Breezy One. Before that, speaking of females, we heard the band Speedy Ortiz out of Massachusetts with what is now the song that cannot leave my head. It's called Lucky 88. So I Googled Lucky 88, and apparently it is a Chinese deal. It's a Chinese thing. So the number 88 is lucky in the Chinese culture. Go figure. I did not know that. I did know of certain numbers that you shouldn't use on addresses, and I forget what they are now, of course. But anyways, Speedy Ortiz's song Lucky 88 you can find on their new record, Twerp Verse. Prior to that, we heard the Constantines, who are out of Guelph, which is where I went to school. I'm an alma mater of the University of Guelph. I don't think that makes sense. I am a grad. Whatever. We heard the song Shine a Light from their record of the same names, the self-titled track. That record was put out on Sub Pop. I want to say back in 2003. Yeah. And there you go. The time is 6:59. Do you guys want to hear about the weather? Because I do, because I'm playing baseball this weekend. Let's see what's happening here in Vancouver. All right, let's take a look. So it's currently sunny, which is awesome. So any Vancouverites knows that sun is, it's just like that Portlandia sketch, if you have ever watched Portlandia. I used to be seriously into it back in the day. Where, because Portland is not a far cry from Vancouver's weather. Very similar. Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Pacific Northwest. It's like overcast like all the time from about October-ish to like April, I guess. Yeah. And it rains. So it rains and doesn't stop often. So that Portlandia sketch I'm talking about is so funny. You know, there's Carrie Brownstein, of course, from Sleater-Kinney and Fred Armiston. Anyways, so it's like a group of hipsters who are like outside, and there's like a cloud has broken, and then there's like a stream of sunshine hitting the ground, and they're just like, oh, like they're following the ray of sunshine around. Like then the clouds, you know, close up again, and then for a minute they're all like happy and like, you know, tossing, I don't know, a beach ball or whatever, and then it's just like, I get it, is what I'm trying to say. I get it. So it's sunny right now. So yay. And let's see what the weather is forecasting. Okay, so tomorrow is Thursday, We have a high, oh, that looks okay, a high of 19 degrees Celsius, which is like 67-ish Fahrenheit. And then we head on into Friday. Okay, this is looking okay. So Friday, I don't care about Friday because I don't play baseball. So Friday is cloudy with showers and 13. So that's not great. But then we go into Saturday. Yay. And it's a high of 18 and sunny. There's not even a cloud icon on the screen of the computer here. Thank God. And I say this because my game last weekend was canceled. I play baseball with the EVBL, East Fam Baseball League. Game was canceled last Saturday. I was so bummed. And I got my butt out of bed like really early. The game was supposed to be at 10. I showered and everything, but whatever. I was ready to go. So that was canceled. And then 2 weeks prior, our originally scheduled opening day weekend, so all the teams were to be playing. It was supposed to be a big old, like, you know, exciting celebration. No, it was all canceled. So my team is the Strathcona Stevedores, and we have played one out of three scheduled games, but we won. So we are 1-1. We are 100%. There you go. So I'd like to keep that. And I got a hit. I was up to bat 3 times. I made it on base, made it to first, which means my batting average, folks, is .333. I would like to keep that just like that. That's, you know, in hardball, that's not really always what happens, but pretty proud. So if anyone asks, you know, Anita B's batting average is .333. Me and Miggy, we're up there. Yeah, okay. Okay, so let's move on. What do I have for us? Let's listen to some music here. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where mostly Canadian music is played. And we're going to head on over to Toronto back, I don't know, like about a decade ago, maybe more, 13, 14 years ago. And we're going to listen to some Controller. These guys are no longer, but they're really good, female fronted. And we're going to hear the song Disco Blackout. And this is a release on Paper Bag Records. And I will find the name of the album in a minute. I should know it. But anyways, let's just listen to Controller here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You down. CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so, so, so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
Alrighty, from the 1990 record Unfun, that is Want. I like that song a lot. Jawbreaker. Yes, they just not long ago toured. They had a very limited tour. They played LA, they played Chicago, I feel like New York as well, in the past sort of 6-ish, 7 months or so. There you go. Jawbreaker. All right. Before that, we heard the Vancouver band Vicious Cycles with the song I Love My Bike from their 2011 release, The Strange and Terrible Saga of Vicious Cycles. And now that's interesting, the song I Love My Bike, because not that much more prior to that song did we hear Breezy One out of Detroit with her song Bike Chase. That song is so awesome, Bike Chase. You got to check out Breezy One. Anyways, before Vicious Cycles, we heard something from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Wow, I haven't heard those guys in a while. They're good. Crazy, but good. Have you seen the documentary Dig? It's such a famous documentary. If you like music, you have to see it. It looks at a tour between the Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols and the dysfunction that ensued. It was it's pretty solid. It's a classic, actually, and I really love the Dandy Warhols out of Portland. Yeah, I saw those guys so long ago, I'll never forget. I saw them like right at their inception, I think it was at least it was in 96. I'll never forget. It was at St. Andrew's Hall in Detroit. And I was really most struck by their seeming dirtiness. Like, I mean, they seemed very dirty. I don't mean like sexually, and they probably were, believe me, because Zia, the keyboard player, I mean, there's just, look it up. They played shows where she's topless, so God knows what they do in their spare time. But whatever. I'm not judging. But my point is, they just seemed very like greasy. Like just like they, but I know they're from Portland and that show is in Detroit. So they probably were just on the road and just having, being in the need of a shower. But that is what has stuck with me this whole time. Why am I talking about that? I don't know. Because I talked about the Brian Jones Sound Massacre. Now, prior to that, we heard Controller, Controller. All right. The time is 7:22. My name is Anita B. And this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm with you all until 8. And the focus is mostly Canadian music. Yeah. And I'm only here every second week. So you will see me. Let's look at the date. How did it become May 2nd already? How is it already May? I remember when it was April 1st. And I was like, it's April 1st. Wow. That's a big deal. And that was seemed like yesterday. All right. So it's May 2nd, which means, oh, yeah, I'll be back on the 16th. That seems about right. All right. And it's still sunny out. It's like it's still light out. So that's good. Mind you, in Vancouver, it's a weird place because I came from more southern climes. And because of the latitude here in the summer, it really does stay light longer. It actually kind of freaked me out a bit my first summer, like to the point where I had to actually put up blackout curtains. Like I was like, why is it 10 o'clock? Why is there still some sun out there? That's just kind of weird. But I'm used to it, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Oh, I teach geography, in case you cared. So that's why I talk about a lot of stuff like that. It's in my head. All right, let's move on. Let's hear something from a band that was pretty big about, what year are we in now? 2017? I think they broke up about 10 years ago. I feel like 07 was about the last year they were together. Now, the last release that they put out was actually recorded after they had broken up. So the members came back and they either did it separately, you know, like not off the floor. They didn't come together as a band. It's like punched in their parts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not quite sure. But I know that they recorded it after they broke up. But anyways, one of my best friends, Deborah Cohen, was the guitar player / main songwriter in the band, The Organ. And Katie Sketch, I love Katie. So Katie was the lead singer, and my old band, we used to play some shows with these guys. And you can't not love The Organ. All right, so let's listen to one of my favorite songs of theirs by far. Actually, they have so many good songs, but this is a standout. It's called Fire in the Ocean, and you can find this on their EP released on Mint Records called Thieves. And here you go. The Organ on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hub Cycling is hosting Bike to Work Week on May 28th to June 1st. Come out and celebrate bike commuting across Metro Vancouver. There will be 45 celebration stations offering free drinks, snacks, bike mechanic services, and great prizes. Along with winning prizes, participants help us work with local leaders to help improve cycling infrastructure in their communities. Check out bikehub.ca for more information.
Yeah, I'm
Right, CITR is the place to be, and that's, whoa, my mic just flew away. It literally just spun around. I think there's a ghost in here. All right, what was I saying? Yeah, this is CITR, and we just heard Needles and Pins with my favorite song of theirs, which is Only Call Me When You're Drunk, and that is from their record Shame Birds that was released a few years back on Dirt Nap Records. Yes, I play baseball with actually Adam S., who is the lead singer of the Three Piece, and Macy, go check her out at Budgie's Burritos, because that's her store. It's her restaurant, and it's really good, and it's awesome. And my good friend Michelle works there too, so it's all good. Okay, that's Needles and Pins. Now, before that, we heard something from the band The Mandelbaums. Love them to death. They're from the island. We heard the song I'm Splittin'. That song is actually close to being, if not one of my favorite songs. Like, it's so awesome. You can find that on their record, Take It Up a Notch, and that you can find on their Bandcamp site as well. That was released a few years ago, a couple years ago, something like that. And then The Descendants from their 1982 record, Milo Goes to College. We heard their classic song, Hope. All right. It is 7:37. My name is Anita B. And I'm here with you all until 8, at which point McConan comes in. He's a cool dude. I love McConan. With his show, Mix Cassette. So stay tuned. He's here from 8 until 9, I believe. And yeah, let's continue with some more music. So we're going to hear something from the band Martha. Now, a lovely friend of mine had recommended this band because he saw them play, I think, in St. Louis, and just recently. And I played something from the band that they did a show with together. I think they might be on tour together, and they're called Bad Moves. So Bad Moves are an American band. I think they're from Washington, D.C. Played those guys earlier. And now I'm going to play something from the English band Martha. So Martha is, they're English. I did not know that. Well, it's not like I spent a lot of time with Martha. You know, I was just recently introduced to them. But they're from, I think, like the northeast of England. So we're going to hear the song Martha by the band M-A-R-T-H-A. Martha. How does that sound? Sounds good to me. There we go. And I'll be back with some more maybe Canadian music. If not, maybe, I don't know. We'll see. What do I have on tap? I don't know. More music. That's what we got. So this is Martha on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
CITR and Discorder are hiring a new Indigenous liaison. If you're into independent media and decolonization, come be a part of the chillest club on campus. Think you might be interested? Email Kelly Stenson at president@citr.ca by April 30th to apply.
Well, you call me on the phone when I'm home alone and heavy breathing. You call me on the phone when I'm alone, staring at the ceiling. I say, who's that? What's going on? Who is that? Who's on the phone? But all you ever say is heavy breathing. Well, it's always late at night when you call me on the phone with heavy breathing. You call me when I'm praying, staring at the ceiling. And sometimes I'm praying you'll give me a ring with heavy breathing. This number, what's going on? Is there something that we can do? I'd like to get to know you. Heavy breathe. It's my favorite thing, your heavy breathing. Who's that? What's going on? Who's on the phone? How'd you get this number for heavy breathing? Yeah, sometimes I'm just hanging around and I've got nothing to do, and then, hello?
It
I'm here. All right, my name's Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That right there is a classic on many accounts. Well, at least on two accounts, because it is the Carpenters' song Superstar. So the Carpenters is a big hit for them. And then, of course, Sonic Youth covered it. And you can find, I had that record back in the 90s. So that's from 94, I believe, released on DGC, David Geffen Corporation, DGC. I want to say Def Geffen. I don't know why. Yeah, so Sonic Youth. Such a classic. Love that song. Makonnen is here, so he will be on the air in 5 minutes. Anyways, so before Sonic Youth, we heard something from Chain and the Gang. That would be, of course, Ian Savonius out of Washington, D.C. The guy who was the makeup, you know. The Makeup, the classic band. Love those guys as well. We heard the song Heavy Breathing from their record released about 5 years ago called In Cold Blood. Sorry, In Cool Blood. That's so clever. In Cool Blood. All right. Not Truman Capote's In Cold Blood. All right. Before that, we heard something from the Canadian band, Winter Sleep. I think I should know this. I think they're from Halifax. With the song In Came the Flood from their record tour mixtape released back in 2013. It is 7:55, and I'm going to leave us with some Black Mountain. So, yeah, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. And like I said, stay tuned to hear Makonnen and his show, Mixed Cassette. Sorry, just as I was saying that, I was looking at Funkadelic. I'm like, what's the show called? Megabrain? No, it's not. So he's here with Mixed Cassette. So I'm going to leave us with a song. How about, I don't know, Defector from Black Mountain. Now, this is off their record Let's see. Four. This is her newest record, released a couple of years ago. Barely a couple years ago. 2016. That's what you got, folks. And like I said, hey, you know what? If you're just tuning in, check out the interview Avec Moi put out by the Discorder. So I'm featured in the latest So May issue of the Discorder. And there you go. Okay. This is Black Mountain on CITR 101.9. Whoa. Oh. Why do I keep doing that? Okay. Let's try this again. This here is Black Mountain on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Contagious smile.